I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
You know what ick absolutely devastates me, and I don't hear enough women speaking about it, is when a man is a groupie to other men. And this can be in multitudes of ways. For example, I was once talking to this guy, and I swear, every time we went out, it's like he had a shirt with somebody else on it. One time it's Travis Scott, one time it's a basketball player. I'm like, sir, how old are you?
Why don't you back this shit off, all right? And stop with the Inquisition.
I agree with her. If I'm going on a date with a woman, I'm not going to have another man on my shirt. I want the only man for her to be focusing on is me. So I'll give her this one. But I got a sneaky suspicion that there's more women out there who fangirl over some celebrity than there are men who fanboy over some male celebrity.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-mm. Absolutely. My mom
talking about some other guy's money or alluding to somebody else's house or car or business or something. And I'm like, please stop. I know there's always somebody else with more money. But you don't have to speak about it to me and be so enamored by it. There was once this guy who went to an airport, and I was on the phone with him. He's like, oh, I'm at this, I think it was LAX. He's like, oh, this airport is so bougie. I feel like money. I was like, what are you saying right now? What are you saying right now? You're not used to an airport, bro? Like, please stop.
You women are horrible.
You're in your 30s. Why are you still dating? Can we dive in on that? If you're so great, why are you still on the market at these advanced ages?
Answer me. I'm asking you a question.
Ma'am, these are the men you're attracting. Why can't you get a higher quality guy that's not impressed with a bougie airport? I mean, you a baddie, right?
Wrong.
These are three things that happened to me once I started getting closer to God. And this is not me trying to get you close to God, because I could care less what you do with your life. This is me speaking about my testimony as someone who tried to get in a relationship with him for years, and it just wouldn't work.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-winky dink.
So, number one thing that happened to me is I found a place to put my worry, my anxiety, my stress, my questions about where my life is headed, my moments of despair and just inquiry that is swarming my mind.
Okay, I get it, God, but I think you just need therapy, man. I think you need some worldly help as well, man. Not just getting in line with God spiritually. I think you need some worldly help from a real doctor. Sharp claws always give away that a woman is probably demonic.
You don't know that.
How is it that a woman that looks like this can't keep a man?
Go look up the history. Don't everybody believe in Google?
Is it because she's a harlot? Is it because she's severely mentally ill? Could be. Just a few theories. Could it be that men don't want their woman to be all on the internet like this? What made you get into God? Is this godly? Is this how God wants you to present yourself to the world? Because apparently you got a relationship with God now. So are you going to take all these revealing pics off the internet?
Not a chance.
Two, I started dating differently. Aesthetically, I've been shallow. Very shallow in the past when it comes to my exes. But now I date for character first.
Oh my God.
They only start dating for character after they hit the wall. She hasn't physically hit the wall. She still looked good. But the damage has already been done in your teens and 20s. You're a broken woman. Before she can even check what your character is like, you gotta be tall, fine, and look like you got some money.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Someone who inhabits the characteristics of God within themselves. Are you patient? Are you kind? Are you really loving? Are you honest? Are you trustworthy? Are you the kind of person who is slow to anger? Are you the kind of person who is sincere and has a really good heart?
Hell no.
And those are not the kind of things you see initially. So my dating pool has opened a lot more because I'm not just assessing for looks first. I'm like, yes, I want to be attracted to you, but maybe I don't need the 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 fine guy. I need a guy who's a 10 out of 10 inside, and externally, we'll deal with it.
Now look at those eyes. Sane women eyes don't get that big, even when they're excited or passionate about something. Keep that in mind.
That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
Oh, he's just a 7? I'll deal with it. Oh, he's just 5'11 and not 6'4"? Okay, I'll deal with it. She'll settle for a man with good character. That's really what she's saying. Here's the thing you don't get, lady. He's settling for you. I don't care what he look like. He will be settling for you.
Man. So my worst relationship I've ever had was with a black man. And the best relationship I've ever had was with a black man.
Okay.
Right. There's a lot of bashing right now with black men, and I need to say this. The issue is bigger than race. What was the main difference between the two? The man that I had a horrible relationship with wasn't raised with his mother or father. The man that I had an amazing relationship with, He was raised with both mother and father, and they're still together to this day.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
What?
Trauma is the biggest problem we're fighting against. And the fact that, unfortunately, for those who do not know what love is, they didn't grow up with it, they have a hard time receiving it, reciprocating it, and appreciating it. When they grow up in a place where trauma, pain, suffering, being isolated is the norm, they're going to seek it in adulthood. Unfortunately, in the Black community, there's a lot of people growing up without love, without care, without someone to be with them and show them what love is all about.
Don't tell me you're innocent, because it insults my intelligence.
This woman had every option from every race. If she messed with a dude who was traumatized from childhood, it was because she chose him out of the 1 million options she had. It's no coincidence that she ended up with that guy. She could have easily asked, what kind of childhood did you have? Like, learn more about him. She wanted toxic because she's toxic. Like attracts like. She wanted that toxic bad boy energy.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
These are five things I find super attractive in men that have nothing to do with intercourse.
Of course. How selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Number one, a highly intelligent man with a large vocabulary who can teach me things without being condescending. Yes, daddy, teach me. Dos, a man who smells so good and he understands scents. He always smelling good. Doesn't matter if he's leaving the gym, he gonna freshen up. His hygiene's on point. Him smell like money. Three, a man who is naturally funny.
Funny how? I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how?
I don't need a stand-up comedian, but a man who can make fun of himself, a man who just has a great humor, maybe dark humor, a little satire, a little wit.
Already we're talking about a very elite man, and that's only a few things. And keep in mind, money still got to be right. She still got to be attracted to him on some level. He can't be short. He got to be okay with his woman being all over the internet, all in the videos. Come fuck with her. Your life going to be on death row.
When a man can, like, fix things, build things, check out your car, fix an engine, repair something in the house, like, he knows how to work a drill.
Can't get it all, baby. God damn. That's the problem. Y'all want it all.
That's not all.
That is.
Think about it.
What the?
Build me a house, yes. And five, I love a man who has a strong relationship with God. Like, a genuine one. He's someone with a strong faith. He understands that he is to submit to God.